done, Dink said to himself, smiling. He had solved the last problem on his math paper. He wrote Donald D. Duncan at the top, then glanced up at the classroom clock. 2:15. In just 20 minutes, spring vacation would begin.
Class, please get ready for dear time, Mrs. Eagle said. Take out your books and find a cozy place to read until the bell rings, please.
Dear stood for drop everything and read. This was Dink's favorite time of the day. Dink was reading Kidnapped by Robert Louis Stevenson. He had seen the movie, but he still loved the story. He took the book to the reading corner and flopped onto a beanbag chair. Josh and Ruth Rose joined him, sprawling on the carpet with their books. The classroom grew quiet, except for the clock's ticking and the sound of pages being turned. Suddenly, the room phone rang. Mrs. Eagle answered it, then walked to the reading corner.
Dink, she said quietly, you're wanted in Mr. Dillon's office.
Josh grinned at Dink and raised his eyebrows.
You're in trouble, he said.
Mr. Dillon wants me?
Dink asked.
Why?
Mrs. Eagle shrugged.
Hurry back, she whispered.
Dink put down his book and left the room. Walking down the quiet hall, Dink tried to figure out why the principal wanted to see him. He couldn't think of anything he'd done wrong. Outside Mr. Dillon's office, Dink took a deep breath, then walked in. Mrs. Waters, the principal's secretary, was sitting at her desk outside his door. She smiled.
Hi, Donald. You can go right in. And don't look so scared, she said.
Mr. Dillon doesn't eat children.
Dink grinned, then opened the door to Mr. Dillon's office. The first person he saw was his mother. She patted the empty chair next to hers, and Dink slid into it. There were three other people in the room: Mr. Dillon, a woman with yellow hair, and a kid about Dink's age. The kid was dressed like someone in a movie. He had on a long, dark blue robe and sandals.
Hi, Donald,
Mr. Dillon said. Mr. Dillon was shaped like a football. His hair was cut short and his eyeglasses gleamed under the lights.
Let me introduce my guests, he said.
He nodded at the woman with yellow hair.
This is Ms. Joan Clinker. And this, he added, smiling at the boy, is Sammy Bin Oz.
Dink mumbled, hi, then stared at the boy. He was about Dink's size and had black hair and dark skin. His eyes were the color of honey.
Sammy is from Kostra, Mr. Dillon said, a small island country in the Indian Ocean. He's come to the United States to learn English.
I already speak English, the boy said.
He had a soft voice and an accent. Dink thought he looked and sounded kind of sad.
Actually, Sammy will live here for a year, Joan Clinker said. I am his tutor. His parents want him to learn American customs.
Mr. Dillon looked at Dink.
Sammy will be in third grade with you. We thought you might want to show him around the school, he said.
Everyone looked at Dink. He felt himself blushing. His mother gave his hand a squeeze.
And Sammy will be staying with us for a few weeks, Dink, she explained. Your name is Dink?
Sammy asked. Dink nodded at the boy.
Dink,
Sammy repeated.
That rhymes with think and pink and stink. Making rhymes helps Sammy remember new words,
his tutor explained.
Sammy can have the spare room, Dink's mother said. With Daddy away on business, it'll be nice to have a guest in the house. I hope Sammy will be friends with you and Josh and Ruth Rose.
Sammy giggled.
Rose rhymes with toes and nose.
Dink grinned.
Wait till Josh and Ruth Rose meet him, he thought.